Blog Talk Radio.
I tried eating the test they gave me to become a lawyer. I threw up. So I guess this isn't my first time spitting bars.
As I sit in the office where I author the law, I take a look at the nation, and I say there's...
Razzle dazzle them, and they'll never catch wise. Give them the old razzle dazzle. Give them a show that's so splendiferous. Row after row will grow vociferous. Give them the old flim-flam plummets. Fool and fracture them. How can they hear the truth above the roar?
Roar, roar,
roar. Row on my face and off a nagel, they'll never know you're just a bagel. Razzle dazzle them, and they'll beg you for more.
I object.
Sustained.
Your Honor, I haven't even asked a question yet.
Everyone loves the big bamboozler. Give them the old three-ring circus. Stun and stagger 'em. When you're in trouble, go into your dance. Though you are stiffer than a girder, they'll let you get away with murder. Razzle dazzle them, and you got a romance.
I don't know why I'm laughing, because I haven't even done the introduction yet, and I looked at you and I laughed.
Am I that funny looking?
I guess so. I'm Diana.
And I'm Dean.
And we're D&D, Delivering the Truth in New York State and Beyond.
And today we do have a Beyond.
A lot of Beyond stuff going on here.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. So thanks for our show last week. Our ratings were fantastic. What did you do last week?
Cheektowaga.
Oh, yeah, Cheektowaga, of course.
Cheektowaga.
The Republican Committee was on.
Cheektowaga,
yeah. They did fantastic. Our ratings were really good for that show.
Right.
And I think they got their point across. We'll probably have them on again closer to election time. They already have to be on. So, oh, my God, a plethora of junk going on, huh?
Yep.
Yeah, so, I want to mention the chemical spill and various train derailment, chemical spills. The interesting part about it is in East Palestine, which is in Ohio. Those of you that are living under a rock don't know what's going on.
Right on the Pennsylvania border, pretty much.
Yeah. I guess there are 72 organic farms and 30 meat processing plants and a lot of seed growers.
Yeah, heirloom seed growers to boot.
Yeah, so that kind of tells you everything you need to know. And the locations of these, They're saying that it's an infrastructure problem.
Right.
And all of a sudden there's 5 train derailments in, 3 days? I mean, come on.
Yeah, and Pete Buttigieg, our transportation, Secretary of Transportation, all he had to talk about was how the majority of construction workers are white, like 80% of the construction workers are white. Nothing about You know, he's in charge of this infrastructure. He's in charge of transportation.
Yeah.
And all he's worried about is that 80% of the construction workers are white. Come on. Do your damn job. You know, so he gets his position. Then his husband and him, they adopted a couple of kids, so he had to take off for maternity leave.
Well, all I hear is his husband and him, and then you
yeah, right. Yeah, right. Take it off maternity leave. Exactly, exactly. So, and, you know, so I was listening to a podcast today on why these derailments are happening. Well, you know, who's it affecting? It's affecting the middle class, the common man. It's not affecting – none of these politicians live anywhere near any of these chemical – you know, any of these derailments where they're leaking out chemicals. And, you know, the one in New Palestine is all vinyl chloride, which is the building block of polyvinyl chloride, which we all know is PVC.
Right, and it's toxic. I mean, animals are dropping dead. But if you look at a map of where this exact river goes to – it's the Ohio River Basin, but it goes down to the Tennessee River Basin, then it goes down and empties out in Gulf of Mexico.
It's the Mississippi, yeah.
Yeah. Arkansas, it actually goes all the way up through Mississippi in the Missouri River Basin, and that's all the way up Montana, South Dakota, North Dakota area. So it hits a long stretch.
Yeah, and, you know, I used to live in Huntington, West Virginia before I moved up here to Western New York, and they actually had someone from the water department in Huntington on the air a couple of days ago, and I guess this stuff has hit the rivers, and they call it a plume, you know, whatever you want to eat. To me, a plume is in the air, but,
right.
You know, they call it a plume. We used to call it, you know, just a – and back when I lived in West Virginia, right off – I was three blocks from the Ohio River – there was a lot of chemical plants up and down that river. And what would happen, they'd always have spills, you know, like one a week. And they'd monitor this thing, and they'd call the next town or city and tell them, okay, you know, this is going to be hitting you in 2 hours. And in 1 hour and a half, they'd shut off their water intakes, and they'd let the thing go by, and they'd keep on monitoring it, and they'd say, okay, now it's gone. You know, and they'd call the next town, okay, this is going to be hitting you. And then that's what they do all the way down to Ohio, to the Mississippi, to the Gulf of Mexico. As this stuff goes down, you know, the problem is, yeah, you know, we're not drinking it, supposedly.
Wow.
But what about all the animals?
How do
and
you
the,
literally believe that?
Yeah. And what about all the animals and the fish and the birds that eat the fish?
Right.
You know, they don't know that it's unsafe to eat or drink anything that's going down the river.
Yeah. And it's not like we haven't killed off enough of them with the chemtrails. But I guess what, and this is partially hearsay, you know, you got to take everything with a grain of salt, but they were saying that people from the EPA were coming up to these people's houses and having them sign waivers, you know, damage waivers and waivers saying that, you know, sign the papers and it's going to shield them from, you know, legal liability. So, I mean, if that's not a cover-up, I don't know what is.
Right. Right.
So pretty scary stuff. And then I guess there's one in Arizona going on and several other places. So,
yeah,
I don't
North or South Carolina.
Yeah, all of a
one.
Sudden, the infrastructure,
Texas.
There's something, after all of these years of railroads, all of a sudden, an infrastructure problem in this short period of time with all of these derailments. Give me a break.
And it's all toxic chemicals that are leaking, you know, the tanker
yeah.
cars. It's not the box cars or the,
yeah.
you know, the passenger Amtrak trains. These are all, you know, chemical, raw material chemical trains.
Yeah, and I guess, you know, they just haven't done enough damage with the vaccine. They want to get us other ways. If it's not geoengineering, it's that. Speaking of geoengineering, we've got on an expert next week talking about the chemtrails and the geoengineering. I can't wait to have this show on. This guy knows way more than I do about it. It's going to be very interesting to watch.
Right.
Listen. Watch.
So,
somebody asked me the other day, how come you don't do a Facebook Live during your show? I said, because it would not last.
Yeah, right.
Shut
up. Yeah, exactly.
You know, because this is an uncensored platform. So, anyway, you could check us out on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcast, Freedomizer Radio, Blog Talk Radio, and obviously our Facebook page, D&D Delivering the Truth in New York State and Beyond. So we're on there. So be sure you give our page a like if you haven't already, or follow it. So let's see, what else do I have to talk about?
The Chinese balloon.
How many people do we have waiting?
This thing that they shot down was the size of a bus.
And that they're not talking about or telling us about.
And they're still taking it apart. They said it was definitely a spy balloon.
Yeah, right.
They could control where it went. So it wasn't out of control weather balloon like the Chinese claim. And now the Chinese are saying that, you know, they're mad at us for shooting it down. And we violated their sovereignty. Well, they violated our sovereignty by sending something over the, over the rainbow or over the United States.
If they did it, or, with this whole balloon thing, is it a big distraction from what's going on with, the Biden laptop and the hearings and everything else? Because nobody is covering that on the news.
Yep.
Not one person.
Yep.
I think maybe Fox is touching base on it, but, not in the way that we would want to see. How about the files that are going to supposedly be released from Epstein Island? We're still waiting.
Yeah.
Still waiting.
Or the Kennedy papers. We've been waiting
50 years, and then they extended it another year nonsense like that. So, yeah. Yeah, I don't think we're ever going to know the truth, unfortunately. At least not until we're all dead. They were waiting for everybody else to be dead. Same thing with 9/11.
Yeah.
But, the show's not about 9/11 today.
Right.
So that's just another conspiracy theory that.
So I wonder what's going to happen when people get married and they release those 30 or 40 balloons.
Oh.
Are those going to pose a threat?
I guess you can't do it anymore. There's a bill in New York State that you're not, and I don't know if it's passed legislation, but I saw it when I was going through the bills that you're not allowed to do it anymore.
What, release balloons?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's something like the National Weather Service. I heard this on the news. Releases some ungodly number, like 40,000 weather balloons a year. Another three that were shot down, the one over Alaska, the one over Lake Huron, and the one over Canada, were actually weather balloons.
Mm. Yeah. Well, I don't know. I kind of agree with that, because having worked animal rescue in the past, which I have, animals don't work well with any kind of balloons because they eat them, and it ruins their digestion, or they get the cords, the ribbon tied around their neck and whatever. So I kind of agree with the fact that they shouldn't be released into our environment.
Or what about the little kid at the carnival that, their dad buys him a balloon and 5 minutes later they've let go of the string?
Well, that's different than releasing 100 balloons at a wedding.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So, there is a point where you have to be responsible.
Right, right.
And not that our government is responsible at all. So here's an interesting thing that I heard tonight. I guess there was a teen that was accepted to Stanford University because he didn't get accepted on his grades or his merit. He got accepted because he wrote hashtag Black Lives Matter 100 times on the application.
Oh, Jesus.
So he got in. So I guess, if y'all want to apply to Harvard and want to put that on there, you might get in. You never know. You might even get a scholarship for it.
Right, right.
I mean, the stupidity is just,
So, here's one, the real Anthony Fauci. Tap water, cancer, and viruses only. So, Diana and I have talked about this. Suppose they're poisoning all of our food and our water. Mm-hmm. How are we to know? We don't.
Well, if you look at just the geoengineering that they're spraying on us,
mm-hmm.
I guess unless you grow your own food in a, greenhouse, like the greens that I use, that those are grown in a greenhouse, I know they're safe. But people say, when you buy organic, you're not getting anything organic. Well, I'm still going to buy it because I like to see that it's non-GMO and whatever. But no, I agree. Trusting the food supply is, look at what happened in the city of Buffalo. They took fluoride out of the water for how many years?
Since 2015.
Yeah,
nobody knew about it.
Now everybody's suing the city because for their dental problems. Well, try brushing your teeth once in a while because there are no studies that show that fluoride is healthy for your teeth. And it's not.
Mm-hmm.
Fluoride is a neurotoxin.
And
you don't need it in your water.
And cut out the sugar. Brush your teeth and cut out the sugar.
Yeah, right. And a lot of dental problems come from, you know, your gut and your gut health.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess there's a threat of a new listeria outbreak. Interesting. They're saying with unknown food source under investigation in New York.
Yeah.
I mean, you go out of your mind just looking at all this stuff all day long. It really, really is unbelievable. I mean, there's a section of the West Hudson line that's shut down because of a derailment. I mean, there's just definitely something going on
mm-hmm.
that's fishy.
And
fishy, and, you know, I get the massive 5-acre fire that broke out in a Florida warehouse today, industrial fire.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just like, I don't know. It's so much to keep track of, but yeah, Detroit was one of them. So interesting stuff, and not good, you know, not good. We if we poison our food supply and we poison our
soil.
Yeah,
soil.
I mean, how is anybody going to survive?
Right. Exactly.
You know, we're just going to be sick, which is ultimately what.
What
know,
they
the,
want, yeah.
Right. The drug companies want not just to get rid of us, but there's a lot more money in sickness than wellness.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
How many times do you hear about someone? They say, okay, you know, because of this, you got to take this pill. This pill causes side effects. Oh, you know, instead of looking at the pill, they're like, oh, take this pill too,
right.
to get rid of the side effects. And you know, after a while, you're taking 10 or 15 pills because of the side effects from the first one.
Mm-hmm.
And then somebody gets smart. You know, you change doctors, somebody gets smart. And they cut out all the pills and give them one or two, and everything is fine.
Yeah. Well, here's an example. And there was a prescription that one of my natural doctors was writing me, and it was getting filled at a local grocery store for folic acid. And I decided that I was going to ask the pharmacist for the ingredients in it because I knew there was going to be crap in it. And I couldn't believe the junk that was in it. Silicone dioxide, there was something that you use in industrial solvent. I'm like, really? So these people are getting – that's why you don't buy your vitamins at Walgreens or even any pharmacy. You know, it's filled with a bunch of crappy fillers, and you're taxing your liver more than by not taking it. You're better off by not taking it. So we're going to get to our guest pretty soon here. I know there's people waiting to get on, but just one more thing I wanted to mention. And if there's a parent that's listening, please tune out if you gave your kid the COVID vaccine because, honestly, you don't belong here. But there was a university hospital that actually paid parents $900 to subject their babies to COVID shots a year before the EUA. So they got paid $900 to jab your kid even before it was under emergency use authorization. I mean, you would have to be deaf, dumb, and stupid. I just can't.
You know, talking about getting jabbed, you know, Eric Clapton, my hero, my favorite artist of all time, he got the jab and he got one booster, and for 3 weeks he had severe neuropathy where he couldn't feel his arms or his legs. Now, how does, you know, as far as I'm concerned, the greatest guitar player of all time, you know, play guitars, he had to cancel all sorts of recording sessions and gigs that he had and stuff. There's actually a YouTube video of him talking about it, and they wanted him to get a booster to counteract the first two, and he's like, no way, I've got my family to think about, I've got my kids.
Yeah. Well, his exact words were, I can't sleep because of the pain. The vaccine took my immune system and just shook it around.
Yeah.
So it did a little bit more than shake it around, buddy. And he doesn't look too good.
Yeah.
To be honest. He looks like Bill Gates. I mean,
yeah.
Look at that picture of him.
Oh, yeah.
He looks like Bill Gates.
Well, it's the most clean-shaven I've seen him in years. He's usually got some sort of, you know, like a five-day-old beard.
Oh, I have too many.
You know, and then another sad event, you know, especially for people my age is yesterday, Raquel Welch passed away at 82 years old. Apparently, she'd been hiding for the past couple years, So I'll bet she got jabbed, you know, because they said the last time she was really public was in 2021.
Yeah, the amount of people lost is just astronomical. It really, really is. So anyway, I think we've said enough. I think we did enough updating. And, you know, you could always go on our Facebook page, and there's a lot of information on there as well. So my girlfriend, Kathy, is like a world-renowned, and I don't like to call her a psychic. You know, because psychic, they, psychic.
I'm kind of psycho.
Yeah, kind of psych. But, you know, she's intuitive. I like to use the word intuitive, right? And we're going to bring her on first. Anybody that is calling in, because there's a lot of people on the switchboard, if you want to ask Kathy a question, we need you to press 1 to raise your hand so that we know to unmute you when the time comes. So she's right here, right?
No, she had her hands up. Are you sure it's not?
No.
That's someone else.
Yeah, that's someone else. She's 627. Okay?
So
unmute her.
One.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So, Kathy, are you there?
Hello. Thanks for having me back.
I know. It's been almost a year. That's unbelievable. It's hard to believe. So we go to commercial. Just so you know, we go to commercial at 8 and 8:30. Okay? We got to pay the sponsors. And because it's live radio, there is a little bit of a delay when you're speaking. So I wanted to take the first 5 minutes before we take callers to tell us a little bit about yourself, what you do, and how you started it.
So I am a ninth generation Celtic witch, and it's not like what people think. I don't drink blood and dance naked under the moon, and you know, unless you pay me for it. But so my family is traditionally healers, and we practice healing medicine since way before the 1700s. So back in the old days, when there really weren't doctors, there were people like my great-great-grandmother who would say, now take this dandelion and stand in the corner and drink the water at midnight and you'll feel better. So that's kind of like where it got started from. And then as the years progressed into the generations of my family, we slowly became card readers. Mainly it's because we can all read energy, and anybody who's ever had a reading for me will know that if I'm reading somebody with like a broken arm or a stomach ache, all of a sudden I get it. And that's because I'm reading and radiating the energy, and that's how I know I'm connecting with the people I'm reading. And it is true, I would not use the word psychic. We have always used the word card reader. I also receive spirit, so there are times when people's loved ones will come to me during the reading, or sometimes just when I'm in my own house, and they try to give me messages to give to their loved ones. Unfortunately, I was never given the gift of mediumship, meaning to hear them, clear cognizance, but I am clairaudient, meaning I can see them. So these spirits, when I'm reading, will show me things, and then I can let the person know who's here with me and with you while I'm reading you. So it's pretty incredible. Sometimes it's really, really great, but sometimes when you're sleeping at 2 in the morning and they shake you out of bed because you're going to read their granddaughter or their daughter the next day and they want you to know something, not so fun. But it's what we do. My mother was what they called a green witch. My mother grew all the herbs and spices and flowers that we needed to make our healing tonics. And my grandmother was what they called a kitchen witch. And she would put the stuff together to make what we would call tonics. Unfortunately, even though we're Irish, there was no alcohol involved. But we still, you know, to this day, there are some still things I make for colds and things like that. So though I do, and my children and I have had some vaccines, we've never needed them all because of these tonics that have been passed down through generations in my family. So that's kind of how my family and how I got started.
Yeah, that's awesome. And obviously, you know my background. That's all I use are herbs and those kinds of things for healing. You know,
and
they work. You can't. There's no doubting that they work. I will give my cat a homeopathic, and there's no way that they can judge anything. You know, and you could see it work. And it does work. And, you know, they don't want, you know, the mainstream media, drug companies, they don't want people to know that there's cures out there besides their pills. And there are. You know, I'm 100%.
Yeah, and, you know, even like the natives, have always been practicing that kind of, like, remedy. Some people used to call them witch doctors or, you know, healers within their own tribe. So it has been going on. there are some natural remedies that are not good for you. They are very toxic to things like your kidneys or your liver. So you do have to be careful. You do have to do your research on some of these things. Though I may have tonics, I still have gotten my own fair share of sicknesses and ailments, but I am here today to talk about them. So either they work or I've just been lucky, who knows, right? But again, you know, for me personally, it's a type of, I hate to use the word religion because if somebody says, oh, I practice witchcraft, that's not what we do. You know, I could, you know, kind of put a wish out there and hope somebody falls down a flight of stairs if they aggravate me, but we traditionally don't do that. There are times people will say, oh, could you bring my boyfriend back? Help me bring my boyfriend back. That is not what we do. We do not mess with free will. That is the foundation of our religion. That we do not mess with free will. We abide by the laws of the universe. So that is not for us. And as when we were younger, to kind of blend in so that we didn't stand out, we went to Catholic churches. And the reason is the Catholic Church is the only church that believes in exorcisms. And we do. We believe in exorcisms. We've practiced them. So I've actually seen a live one before. So we, in theory, align with the Catholic Church, though we kind of went just to kind of hide ourselves. Now being different, mainstream, it's more mainstream than it was, you know, back then. You know, you still get the occasional glare every now and then, but we don't use pentagrams. We don't, again, drink blood. We don't pray and worship the devil. It's not what we do. My clan, which is the Gao clan, G-O-W, Gao, our job in life and going forward is to heal. So that's what we do for people.
Yeah, that's cool. And I got to tell you, but, you know, when we're talking about how people think it's the hokey pokey stuff, you know, when people found out that we were having this show, I got some emails saying, you're promoting the devil, you're promoting this, and I'm thinking, oh, my God, tune in next week if you don't like the topic.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Tune in next week because...
Ask anybody I've ever read, they'll tell you I'm on point, energy, and I tell everybody all the time, cards don't lie. It's the one thing you can count on.
Well, you know, and... I've been to Lilydale a couple times, never had a reading or anything, but I was, you know, going through their library and stuff, and what was interesting to me was that I guess the mediums were real big in the Catholic Church, and they're all very religious Christians. You know, they pray before every ceremony and after every ceremony, and, you know, that was impressive. But I guess the Pope, way back when, like 300 A.D. or something like that, threw the mediums out of the church because they felt that the mediums were closer to God than they were, so they couldn't have them around. So maybe you could explain in the last minute or two before we go to commercial the difference between your clan and the mediums.
So my clan dates back to Vikings, and it's just what we practiced. Whoever the first Gaul was at that point, they practiced like what people would say like witch doctors or herbal medicines because there were, you know, no traditional doctors. There wasn't penicillin or things like that. So a medium has been given a gift by the creator in order to communicate with the dead. Though I just can't hear them. I was never given that gift. But some of Lilydale's all mediums. All the people in Lilydale are mediums, and they're world famous, and they practice and they study. Most of them are Christian or Catholic, like 95% of them. So the difference is that we're more like healers, and as time went on, the gifts of the trade, things like card reading or palm reading, crystal ball reading, came along with that. And as more generations develop, the abilities get greater as the generations go on. So that's, you know, I hope that is a little understandable. I'm sorry if it's not.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good explanation. So, all right, so we're going to go to the first commercial. So anybody that's hanging on the switchboard that's not listening through the website and wants to ask Kathy a question, you have to press 1 to raise your hand so we know. So we have 4-minute commercial to pay our sponsors. So everybody that's hanging, just hang tight. All right? So D&D, Delivering the Truth in New York State and Beyond. We'll be back in 4, guys. Hang tight. Do you want to hear the truth about New York State and beyond? I'm Diana.
And I'm Dean.
Join us Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. until 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where we'll talk about everything New York State and beyond.
Yeah, nationwide news and local news and the tyranny that's going on here in New York State and what the Democrats are doing across the country, too.
We're going to talk about just about everything. Join us Thursdays, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, D&D, Delivering the Truth in New York State and Beyond. See you then.
Sometimes as a Christian, it can be really hard to continue to find joy in our daily disciplines, even in biblical word Bible study. Honestly, we know we're supposed to find joy in it and get growth. That's why I named my new show Dynamic Word Bible Studies, because studying the Word shouldn't leave you unchanged. It should provide dynamic growth through your life and the power of God encountered every day. I'm really excited to start this on Wednesdays from 9 to 10:30 right here on Freedomizer Radio. We're going to start out with the Book of Romans, one of the most important books to my early Christian walk. So whether you've been a Christian for a long time or you're just learning about Scripture, this is going to be a great place to learn what it was that Paul was trying to tell the Church of Romans and the things that are important to us still today. Again, join me every Wednesday from 9 to 10:30 right here on Freedomizer Radio for Dynamic Word Bible Studies.
Calling all followers of the NPCs. Join the Grassroots Mama and Free King every Friday at 6 p.m. Pacific Time for a fun and engaging video gaming experience that will help familiarize you with blockchain, natural law, and more. Come join us and have a blast while learning something new.
Calling all followers of the NPC. Join the Grassroots Mama and Free King every Friday at 6 p.m. Pacific Time for a fun and engaging video gaming experience that will help familiarize you with blockchain, natural law, and more. Come join us and have a blast while learning something new.
Hey everyone, come check out the Proof Negative Radio Show here on FreedomizerRadio.com, Monday through Thursday, 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. on the Pacific Coast as we fight the New World Order and rock the health freedom world together.
Please check out the Proof Negative Radio Show, Monday through Thursday, 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern, that is 6 to 9 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, with excellent co-host, outstanding guests, and lots of great conversation. We can even take your calls. The number is 319-527-6208, and just press lucky number 1, and you will be on the Proof Negative Radio Show.
I'm there.
All right.
We are back.
We're back.
Ads are over.
Oh, my God.
Let me unmute Kathy again. So, okay,
I'm ready. Let's go. Woohoo!
Okay, we've got someone with their hand up. The last 4 numbers are 2554. You are live.
Hi, Kathy. It's Kim. How are you, honey?
Hi, sweetie. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing very good. Thank you.
Excellent, excellent. So what's your question tonight?
Is there any, like, specific things that are jumping out for me, or should I ask a question?
Ask a question.
I was just kind of looking for some guidance from today.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to shuffle my the traditional tarot deck for this question. I've got a couple different decks in front of me, and depending on anybody's question, I'll be able to grab them quickly. All right. Kim. All right. Kim, you've got the King of Swords, which is the king that, like, swords are traditionally like a scuffle, like a fight almost. But swords also cut the bull crap. You've got the King of Cups, which is the king that offers love. And then you've got the Eight of Cups, where the person is walking away from a situation. This, whatever took place today, there's way too much masculine energy. It's actually overpowering you. So the cards are suggesting you walk away from this situation. The moon is also present in this card, and the moon talks about illusion. So right now, Kim, whatever the situation is with these men or about men, or one in particular, the moon, you're not seeing clearly right now. So the universe is saying, Kim, walk away and basically breathe it out and revisit this in like in a couple days, because right now you will not make the right decision. Does that help your situation?
It sure does. That person is blocked. Perfect.
Beautiful thing. You did the right thing, my friend.
Thank you, Kathy. You're the best.
Thank you.
Blocking is always a good feature. Right?
Yeah.
So there are some more callers, but I kind of want to make sure that you guys hit one if you want to speak. Otherwise, we'll try to unmute you anyway. I guess we could do that.
Yeah.
And see if they want to talk. So there's area code 716-480 is the first exchange. Did you want to say something?
You are live.
Hello?
Thank you very much. Hello?
Hi.
Can we have your name?
My name is Dawn. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Dawn, my Gemini friend. How are you, sweetie?
I am wonderful. I had to call in because you know how much I love you.
Oh, I love you so. I love you so. Well, what is your fabulous question tonight?
Oh, my gosh. I am hoping we are not in a Mercury retrograde because I am in such a funk. My question is, I am thinking of doing like a 360 career change. And I'm just wondering if you see anything in regards to, like, which direction I should be headed in.
All right, you got it. You got it. So I am also going to stay with the traditional tarot deck for this question. All right, let's see what they say. We have the Four of Pentacles, the Four of Swords, and the Sun. All right, and then on the overall, I'm going to flip another card. We have the overall, we have the Five of Swords. Honey, the Four of Pentacles talks about you need to be stingy with your money right now. You need to hang on tight to your money because money is in a very, like, up-and-down situation for you currently. The Four of Swords suggests you need to relax. You need to breathe. You need to, like, really just chill out. The Sun says whatever you choose to do will be A-okay. The Sun is a great card. It's one of the higher arcana cards in the deck. It's a fabulous card. The overall is the Five of Swords, which talks about doing battle. So this decision you have made to do a 360 is a good decision. It is the right decision, but it's not right this second. So what the universe is trying to tell you, honey, is just take a break. Like, stop trying to plan your whole life in a weekend. So just take a break, chill out, hang tight to your money, progress forward in your decision, but with that Five of Swords on the overall, just know it's not going to be easy. You're going to really have to get over some hurdles to get to the end goal, but you will 1,000% get to this end goal.
Awesome, and I can totally relate to everything that you just said.
Awesome sauce. Thank you.
I love you, honey.
I love you more. Take
bye
it
bye
easy.
Now. Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye. Bye.
All right. So do you think you can answer, do you think that you could read somebody that is not live?
No, because I read energy.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, so if they're not, like, and also a rule of thumb by any reader, you should never read anybody without their permission. You're, like, invading their space, and that's, like, bad juju.
Oh, okay, because somebody sent us an email. But
I can do that. So that as long as they get permission. Sure, what was the email? What was the question?
So it was Michael from Niagara Falls. He wants to know if he's going to be able to get his job back that he lost from the vaccine mandate.
Okay, three on Michael's question. Let me see here. Three on Michael's question. All right, so the answer is yes. And I have to explain to Michael if he's listening or that it can get related to him. The first card out is the Knight of Swords. If you look at the card, the knight is sitting on this white horse. He's covered in armor. He's got his sword. He's, like, ready to do battle. He's coming in with information. The next card is the Four of Wands, which is the balancing card. It's the 11-11 card. It's the marriage card. It's everything coming together, faith, love, money, career, all the above. But then the Page of Swords comes out, and the Page of Swords is somebody who's, like ready for a fight but really doesn't have all the tools to get into the battle. The overall for Michael is the Seven of Wands, which is about battle. So, and then I flipped one over card by mistake, and then the King of Cups, which is the offer king, excuse me, the Knight of Cups, which is the it offers something. So the answer is Michael is going to be getting a job back in healthcare. There is a big, big, big fight involved, as we all know. But ultimately, he is going to get a job back in healthcare. Whether it is his old job or not is not clear because the wheel, I also just drew the wheel, and the wheel's about karma, karmic situations coming back. So he is going to get back into healthcare. He is going to win that battle. But whether he gets his exact old job back is not clear because I have a feeling Michael may go back into healthcare. Let's say he was like an emergency room nurse. Now maybe he'll be like a school nurse, or maybe he will be like an ICU nurse. He's going into like a different category but staying in the same profession. Okay? Thank you.
Oh, are you there?
Yep.
Oh, I was talking and you were still on mute. So I'm going to pick your brain for 1 second about that. And if you can't answer it, don't answer it. But I'm just wondering, I know there's lawsuits going on with that whole vaccine mandate, yada, yada. Where do you kind of think that path is going?
Well, I don't know. For those of you who don't know, I've been asked to be an expert witness in the case against the state regarding the importance of clinical trials for vaccines and drugs. I do, in my gut, I think this appeal will win. I do think that we have the right aces in the places for the win. However, I have a feeling, because the governor will never go away quietly, I think that the hospitals or the entities themselves will require it, and under the laws of OSHA, they can get away with it. So we may win the battle but lose the war.
Yeah, that's a scary thing.
Yeah. So who we got next?
Okay, so we have a hand up. I don't know if 510 has been waiting for a while. You want to just unmute them quick and see if they want to talk. They don't have their hand up, though. Area code 716-510, did you want to ask Kathy a question?
Sure.
Okay.
Hi.
Hi. Can we just have your name?
Hi, go ahead. What's your question?
My question is, I want to know what you see coming up soon on the horizon for me.
Mm-hmm. Let's see what my dear friend from high school wants to know.
Yep.
There was not even a name given. She must have recognized the voice. Okay.
She knows the voice
for years. Okay. And Dawn also went to high school with us, too. So this particular person on the radio right now asking the question, actually, when I resumed my business and started going full-time in the business, she was my first client.
Yep.
So, yep. All right. Let's see here what my friend needs to know. Okay. Ooh, la, la. All right, you'll love this. First of all, I drew four cards for you. All four cards are in the higher arcana. The probability of that is like 1 in 10 million. So the first card out is the Hermit. If you look at the Hermit card, traditionally he's sitting there all by himself, but he's carrying this lantern with this light in it. And for those of you who are Christians and Catholic, that's Archangel Uriel. Then you have the Emperor sitting there, and he's sitting there very strong and stern energy. He is the highest male card in the deck. We have the Death card, which a lot of people freak out when they see, but it's actually a great card. The Death card means something is ending because something new is going to begin. It's always a positive card. Then on the overall, you've got the Chariot, which talks about fast forward movement, things moving faster than you expected. And when you look at the Chariot card, the driver of the Chariot is standing there and the horses are running fast and furious, and there's no reins because this person knows to trust the universe or their higher power, and they will guide them the right way to go. So your question is, you are on the right path. It is now going to take a turn in the fast lane. So if you had a deadline of March, it may be February, but you are going to move forward. You're going to move quickly, and you're doing it in Emperor energy. Cards can be male or female. It does not decide whether you're a boy or a girl. The cards do not care. But you're going in strong masculine energy. It's literally like you're pulling your pants up, tightening your belt, and you're like, let's go, and you're moving forward. It is so positive. Honestly, I couldn't pick four better cards for that question.
You always manage to hit it right on the nail.
Girl, that Death card, I love it for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome, sweetie.
Have a great rest of your show.
Thank you. Thank you for calling in. Thank you.
Talk soon.
Yes, yes, yes. Okay. Who we got next? Well, I don't think you unmuted me.
You there?
Yes, yes.
Where?
Okay, who we got next?
Area code 716-946. You're live and nationwide.
Hi, Kathy. It's Sarah.
Hi, Sarah. How are you?
Hello. I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I'm so happy to hear your voice. Sarah's one of our warriors, too. She fought the good fight all the way. She helped lead such a big, strong team from our employer to win this battle. So she's one of the good ones, that's for sure. What's your question, hon?
My question for you is, my in-laws are now thinking of selling their, and we are thinking of buying it. What do the cards say about that? We had no intentions of moving, but if it pans out, it pans out.
You got it. Okay. So the Emperor flew right out of the deck. I wasn't finished shuffling. The Knight of Wands, and let's see, the Queen of Cups, and the World card. Oh, and the Lovers. Oh, and Justice. Oh, I'm flipping cards because not even one is bad. All right, we've got the Emperor, which is strong masculine energy. That is the father on the in-law side. You have your husband here, the Knight of Wands. He's sitting on the horse with the wand, ready to make a move, talking about moving forward. His wife, you, the Queen of Cups, is sitting there on this beautiful throne with this golden chalice in her hand, like, it is time to move. You have the World card, which says things are coming full circle. It's like it's on the horizon. It's a good deal. The next card you have is the Lover's card, which is represented by Gemini, by the way. You have Justice, which is Libra here. Justice says everything is balanced. It's the way to go. And the overall is the Ten of Cups. And if you look at this card, the ten chalices, the gold chalices, and this beautiful rainbow, and the husband and wife and their two kids, wink, wink, sitting there playing, it's like, Sarah, it's a done deal. Do it.
Oh, love to hear it.
Yeah, but I will text you when Mercury goes into retrograde because you don't want to do it then.
Yeah, we know we don't want to sign no contracts then.
No contracts during Mercury retrograde. All right. Thank you so much for calling. Thank you.
You're welcome. Love you. Miss you.
Love you, too. Miss you very much.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Excellent.
All right. So right now there is no one with their hand up. They're just listening, I guess.
Yep.
So,
well,
so
ask someone and ask them if they want to ask a question. Maybe they're scared.
Yeah, could be.
Yeah.
I'm kind of scared to ask a couple of things, not about me, but just the country in general. Should we?
Unfortunately, I, as a card reader, to read, like, the state of affairs of the country or the state would not do well because it's so much mixed energy. Who you could ask is an astrologer. When I put my astrologer hat on, because, you know, that's my little side gig as well, I can tell you where the state is and where the country's at just by where the planets are. It's so much easier.
Mm-hmm.
So.
All right.
Okay. Yeah.
So let's be on hold. Hit the number one. Let's go. Let's get your questions. Woohoo.
What's that?
I said the people on hold, hit the number one to put your hand up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of people listening, and there's a lot of people listening through the radio, too, so that they, you know, obviously they can't.
Yeah.
Yeah. So let me, you know what I will do, though? I'll check our emails to make sure we didn't get any more emails.
And anybody listening, if you want to call in and talk to Kathy, call 319-527-6208. And then after you're connected, hit 1, and that'll raise your hand, and we know you want to talk to her.
Yeah, 319-527-6208, if you're listening live on the switchboard or on the Internet.
Right.
Yeah. Kath?
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to go to our second commercial. We'll just do it,
oh, okay.
Get it out of the way. And
perfect,
because then,
back, I'll stage the cards.
There you go. Yeah. And then we'll come back, and hopefully we'll have some more people that are brave enough to raise their hands.
Right.
Okay, so. You got it.
All right, so we're going to commercial, guys. We'll be back in 4 minutes. Just hang tight. D&D, delivering the truth in New York State and beyond. We'll be back.
Please check out the Proof Negative radio show, Monday through Thursday, 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern. That is 6 to 9 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, with excellent co-host, outstanding guests, and lots of great conversation.
We can
even take your calls. The number is 319-527-6208, and just press lucky number 1, and you will be on the Proof Negative radio show.
From the people that brought you the roller coaster making game, and who brought you the FEMA coloring books, it's the FEMA Camp Tycoon.
That sounds cool.
Here you will have over 800 concentration camps to choose from.
Wow.
You want Vegas? 29 Palms? Jacksonville? Start with Beech Grove, Indiana, and it's all yours. You'll learn how to get people on the red, the blue, and the yellow list.
I want to be red. I want to be blue. Buy more trains. Get HR 645 passed. But don't pay the Senate too much money. You'll need to buy gas chambers with that. Collect barcode readers, sell souvenirs, and hit the high score on collecting millions of American people, I mean, right-wing extremists. Anyway, coming soon, FEMA Camp Tycoon.
No, everything's gotten so expensive. I'm gonna starve.
Official sources say inflation is only up 7% from last year.
But the official index doesn't even count food or gas.
Transitory inflation is good and healthy for the economy.
How is it good to not be able to afford food?
Eating fewer meals per day is better for your health.
How are you gonna sit here and tell me not being able to eat food is good for me?
You're out of touch, man.
You can't ignore this problem. Inflation is real, and someone needs to take responsibility.
You're right, man. It's his fault.
You're under arrest for shoplifting.
But we're in California. No!
How is inflation affecting you? Leave your comment below. Please like, share, and subscribe. And if you want to help us make more, donate at patreon.com/freedomtunes. Thank you.
Radio listeners, you all know that the reason for global cooling is global warming. Well, we here at Lake Havasu Snow Removal want to remind everyone that we can plow your driveway or street 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We are available in the Lake Havasu, Phoenix, and soon-to-be Tucson areas in the cold Arizona desert. So, if your driveway is backed up in the middle of April or in the frozen tundra season of August, please call 855-NO-AZ-SNOW today. Time of day, any time of night, Lake Havasu Snow Removal will clear your driveway in freezing cold tundra of Arizona. Thank you.
Cash, you there?
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
All right, we're back.
We're still muted.
We're back. So Dean and I were pondering over the commercial. He's like, Joan's in to have his own reading, but we already determined that you weren't going to do that.
Yeah, right. So we do have another caller, 716-901. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, welcome to D&D. You're live and nationwide with Kathy. What's your question?
Well, hi, Kathy. It's a pleasure to listen to you. I have a question regarding special person in my life.
Okay.
Is there any chance that we're going to go further than where we're at now?
Sure, let me ask. Okay, let's see what will this special.
So can you just define that further thing? I mean,
right. Okay. So the first card out is the Two of Swords. When you look at this card, you see this woman. She's blindfolded. She's got two swords crisscrossed in front of her. That means there's a very hard decision to make. And as I was shuffling the cards, hon, I was getting this energy that there's an outside influence with him, whether it's an ex-wife or maybe a child or somebody that's kind of like influencing decisions he makes or this person makes. But the next card, you got the Two of Cups, which says that there will be a love offer, that there will be an offer to move forward. The next card, though, is the Eight of Cups. And in this card, you look and you see the person walking away from these eight beautiful golden chalices. But the overall is the King of Cups, which also talks about a man giving a love offer. Now, what's very odd about this answer for you, honey, is the moon is in two of these cards. And as I said to an earlier caller, the moon is about illusion. It means, like, you're not seeing something for what it really, really, really is. The thing is, this person does like you. They do have feelings for you because three of the four cards are cups. Cups are love. But that Two of Swords tells me he's trying, or this person is trying to make a decision that he's really not comfortable with making at this time. So you are going to get an offer, and it's not the whole Hallmark Channel grandiose offer you would really like, but it is an offer that you can grow from. So maybe it'll be like, hey, let's just be exclusive and let's see how this goes, or let's just be and spend more time together to see how it grows. It may not be a full, like, one-on-one, and I'm going to use the term marriage proposal, but it's not going to be a full, solid commitment, but it's going to be a very, very good step in the right direction. But there's a little bit of an outside influence somewhere, hon. I don't know what's pressuring them to not make the move, but I truly believe in a little bit of time, it will work out the way you're hoping.
Oh, well, that's great to know. Okay, well, thank you very much. I appreciate your insight.
Thank you. Thank you. And congratulations. And I'm very excited for your journey.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, sweetie.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, I hope that answered the question.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, we all want to hear the Hallmark movie ending, but I thought that was a nice, it's a nice step forward, let's put it that way.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, is there really a Hallmark? Really a Hallmark ending? I don't know. I don't know anybody that's really one, but
for the people on TV, I guess, right?
Yeah, exactly,
yeah.
During Christmas time, Hallmark, too.
Right.
So we have another caller with a question.
Okay, go ahead.
716-510. Hi, 510. You're live and nationwide with Kathy.
Hi. I'm calling from Buffalo, New York, and I have a question regarding a girlfriend of mine, a friend that we've been friends with for years. And right now, I mean, we're sometimes on the in and the outs, and I just want to know what you see, how does she feel right now towards me? And I'm a little, I don't know what to do because she kind of said some things that were very hurtful to me the other day, and I'm just kind of doing nothing right now. And I just, the question is just how do I address this girlfriend of mine that we've been friends with for like over 25 years? So if you can please just kind of give me some insight there.
Yeah, you got it, sweetie. I can do that. All right, let's see here. I'm shuffling, getting some energy here. Okay. Right off the bat, wow, you got some great cards here. I'll tell you what they, oh, wow, you also got the walk away. Boy, this card's popular tonight. All right.
Okay.
The first card out is the Gemini, the lovers. It doesn't mean this person is your lover. It can be, but what it means is you and this person belong together. It's a unified front, whether it's friendship, relationship, or just longtime family friend. You've got the Justice card here, and while I was shuffling, I wanted to say this person has a legal issue going on. I almost said it, and I thought, nah, keep your mouth shut, and sure enough, here's the Justice card. This friend of yours is in a legal trouble or has a legal battle or is about to very, very, very soon. And this card, we have the Eight of Cups again in this in a reading. The Eight of Cups says you got to walk away from a situation, but the overall, honey, is the Two of Cups, meaning reuniting, coming together. It's a type of offer. So your friendship will rekindle and come back to a balance, but this person has a legal battle or something going on in that realm, like maybe they're being sued or they're suing someone, or maybe they're going to child support court or something like this. So this person has a legal battle that's literally overtaking them, and in a way they can't see or think straight. So they're kind
could
of
be a her divorce, going through a divorce.
Yeah, girl,
could be
listen.
That, you know.
I say this all the time. And she she's like lashing out on you because she can't do it to somebody else. So it will turn around. It will come back. But the cards in the universe are saying you need to walk away and let this person figure it out and come back on their own. They will.
Okay.
They 1,000% will.
Okay. Great. Great. That's kind of what I thought to do, is just kind of walk away right now. And once she comes to terms with things, she'll be back. So thank you for confirming. Okay. Thank you very much. Have a great night.
You do have Gemini and Libra here, if that helps you in any way. So.
What does that mean?
Just they or you could be a Gemini or a Libra, or there could be a Gemini or Libra involved in the outcome. It's a positive thing. It's a good thing.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. Have a great night.
You're welcome, sweetie. Thank you for calling in.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you very much, caller. So, and she hung up. I don't even have to mute her.
Uh-huh.
So I got a really easy question for Kathy. Will this brownie that Diana just gave me shoot my blood sugar off?
Duh. She doesn't need to pull a card to answer that.
Should you eat the brownies? Of course. Just eat a small.
Will it spike my blood sugar?
Yes, it will.
Yes. But if you eat a half of one, it will only spike it a little.
Oh, okay. Good.
So I have to ask you.
Sure.
When you go into a room full of people, can you feel their energy?
Yes. So, people that are like me, either born empathic or energy readers, traditionally you'll see us with all kinds of crystals on our arms or around our neck. It's just kind of to ward off the energy. Now, as I'm getting older and perfecting it a little bit more, I can walk into a room and not even get it. But what happens is if I'm standing there talking to somebody for a long time, it just automatically comes to me. And, you know, I don't want to be like that Teresa Caputi on TV and say, oh, your grandmother's here and she wants you to know the necklace is under the bed. Like, I don't want to do that to people because it freaks people out. But usually if someone's got, like, bad juju on them, I pick up on it right away and then I kind of pull myself away from the situation. I never stand in a corner because there's no, you know, the corner can't block the energy. It traps the energy. You'll usually see me stand by a window or a door so that light can reflect any negativity. Without sounding like over the top, it is a cross to bear. But when you're little and this happens to you and you spend, you know, 50 years perfecting it, It gets easier. And it's funny. It's to the point where, like, sometimes, like, people will even try to lie to me. And I'm like, you know I'm a reader, right? You know I know you're lying. You know, it's so funny. But but I hate when somebody says to me, can you tell me how this is going to go? And I know in my soul that it's not going the way they want or what they want to hear. And anybody who's ever had a reading for me will know I am a very direct, to the point. I don't sugarcoat it. I do not find a gray area. I don't find a loophole. This is what the cards say. But I do read energy. What I read and tell people can change within 30 to 60 days because the energy shifts. It usually goes by the full moon. And once the full moon changes, that, you know, we may be able to get a different answer, but you just, as a reader, you just know when the answer is never going to change. And it's hard to tell people that the loved one they love so much walked away and isn't coming back. It's hard to tell people that, or like they're not going to get the job they tried so hard for. Or it's hard, but if it were me, I'd want to know now so I can move on to the next level. And, you know, it just is what it is, you know.
So something you said that was interesting, what wearing crystals and everything is almost like putting on armor for you?
For me, it actually is for everybody. Crystals are really, really great things to have. you know, I guess some religions may, you know, not be happy about it, but ultimately, you know, when you wear, if you wear something like, even like Tiger Eye, Tiger Eye is a great defense mechanism. I am not one for crystals that are polished. You know, you may go into these stores or these metaphysical stores, and you see these shiny, real pretty looking stones. I don't like those. I like the rough, pulled right from the earth stones. I do get nervous because so many people are into crystals and everybody's doing crystals now that we're depleting the earth of the crystal. But what I try to tell people is, you know, if you see a crystal and you like it, grab it. It's calling to you. It wants to be with you. You do need to charge them. These things can't be kept in the dark for long. I always tell people to leave it outside during a new moon and a full moon. You can wash some crystals. Some crystals can be washed. Some, like selenite, cannot because they're soluble and they'll melt. Sometimes you can't have two crystals together. You may have like a pyrite or a black obsidian, and you can't put them together because they're opposite. So all their energy is fighting each other. So there is some work. You can't just go pick out the pretty stone, but they do work. You know, anybody who's ever had a reading for me, and I know they're about to cry, I go, here, hold this, and I give them a crystal to hold so I don't feel it, because I'll cry if they cry.
Okay.
So they work. I think they work. I think they work great. I just get a little nervous that we're depleting the earth of them.
Love it. Good information. So we have two more callers here and an email. So let's get to it. Area code 716-990. You're on live and nationwide with Kathy.
Hi, Kathy. Can you do me a favor and read? I have a friend that needs to believe in herself.
Okay.
If she's going to have the energy and the spirits look kindly upon her, hopefully sooner than later.
Okay. All right, my friend. So I'm shuffling the cards as you're speaking, and let's see what we get here. We have the Six of Pentacles, the Six of Wands, ooh, and the Six of Swords. 666 means there's an obsession. This person has an obsession, an unhealthy obsession. It could be maybe they're obsessing over a specific person or a specific situation. They need to let that go in order to heal and move forward. The Six of Pentacles is about being generous. It means that this person you're asking about has a genuine, generous soul. She or he could be, like, very kind in nature. The Six of Wands says victory. The question, your answer to your question is victory. Yes. Yes, they could do it most definitely. But when you look at the Six of Swords, it's this person, like, on this gondola kind of boat, and then there's, like it looks like a man when you look at the card, and then there's, like, a woman and child sitting in this boat, and these swords guiding them. It's like it's time to cut loose. On the overalls, the King of Pentacles and then the Ace of Pentacles, which tells me this person is being bound by another, meaning if this is a female, a male is binding this person and not allowing this person to move forward. The person wants to move forward. They have the ability to move forward. The universe wants them to move forward, but they're bound by something. Something is holding them back. It could be a woman with a man in a child situation. It could be a career situation where they just can't get out of where they're at, or it could be that the person they love is not available. It's just something's holding them back. Something is binding them. I hope that makes sense, but your answer to your question is yes. They have the power and the tools, to be exact.
Okay, thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Okay, good question. So there's somebody else holding here. They don't have their hand up, so we're going to unmute you and just ask if you want to ask if you want to ask. Area code 716-983, do you have a question for Kathy?
Hi, yes, hello everyone. My question is,
really just, I know, like, Valentine's Day passed, and I don't know if anybody really cares about that or believes in that, but my question is, what is the status of my long-term relationship? Is it going to move forward? Is it going to stay stagnant? Is it time to cut my losses? Just wondering.
Okay, let's see here. What is in store for my beautiful friend here on the phone? Okay, let's see.
You know who it is, don't you, Kathy?
I know who everybody is.
Okay.
I'm just kidding. Okay, so the answer to your question is yes, there is movement forward. However, in the current energy, the energy as of today, there's a burden holding you and this person back from moving forward. The Ten of Wands, which is the first card, it's this person with these 10 of these sticks holding and carrying them, and they just can't move forward. They're like, it's just that burden is so heavy. But the next card is one of my most favorite cards. It's the Queen of Pentacles, and it tells me that all is going to come to fruition. The Nine of Pentacles is this beautiful woman sitting in the garden with her bird. Birds mean messages. The next card, the Six of Cups, is nostalgia, reconciliation, thinking about the old days, moving forward, being positive. The overall is the Queen of Swords. This is you, caller. The Queen of Swords is all business. You're either with me or you're not, or I'm going to cut this stuff out. Whammo. That's the Queen of Swords. So your answer is yes, it is going to move forward, but there is a big block, a roadblock in the way right now, and you are going to be the one to determine whether it is going to move forward or not.
Awesome. Okay. All right. That's awesome. Thank you so much for taking the time to answer my question. I appreciate you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, yes. The Six of Cups is about love. So the love is there. The love is 1,000% there. But whatever this roadblock is, this heavy block in your way, it's got to be really, really pushed by you and the person. And if not, that Queen of Swords and you will come out and say, all right, it's done. I've had enough.
Awesome. Love it. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Take care, everybody.
All right. Good stuff.
Okay. You know, I think Kathy is psychic because I'm going to ask her a question, and I know she'll say the right answer. Is the brownie gone?
Of course it is, because I'm sure they were delicious.
Well, right, you see, you are psychic, too.
Next time we do this, I want to be in studio, too, to eat brownies.
Okay.
And it went right to his gut. So we have an email here from Ann.
Okay.
And I don't recognize this listener at all. She's from the Bronx.
Wow.
And
awesome.
Yeah. So she says, I've struggled with chronic addiction for years. I was doing very well. I'm in my 12-step program, and I've fallen off completely. How can I get myself back on track?
Okay. Let's
she didn't mention
here.
What kind of addiction, but...
Yes, so let's see how this person, how can this beautiful Anne get back on track? First of all, without needing cards or anything, and believe me when I tell you, I give unsolicited advice, but... The fact that you know that you fell off and the fact that Anne wants to get better is half the battle. Anne has fought more than half the battle. Let's see what the cards say for Anne. Let's see. We have the King of Pentacles, the Ace of Pentacles. Oh, I love this. The Page of Swords and the Queen of Pentacles. This tells me that Anne is going to need the help of someone, traditionally a man. This King of Pentacles, whoever is in Anne's life in a male figure, is going to help her. They see eye to eye. The King and the Queen of Pentacles are actually looking at each other. And in between them is the Ace of Pentacles. And I always describe this card as the AA coin. It's something given to you for your work done, your hard work done, and you get this beautiful, gorgeous coin for doing your work. And the Page of Swords says, it's time to cut it out. It's time to move forward. Anne knows this. We know it just by the email alone. But the universe says Anna's got the ability and the power to move forward. She just needs a little bit of extra help right now. And whoever this male figure is in her life is going to be the one to give it to her.
Okay.
Okay, sounds good.
Interesting stuff. So I'm glad that you were on the show tonight.
I'm so happy you asked me back. Thank you.
So we'll be sure once it's up tomorrow at some point that I send you the link. And for everybody else that's listening, this will be put on iHeartRadio, Freedomizer Radio, Blog Talk Radio, Apple Podcast. Am I missing one?
Freedomizer, Blog Talk Radio.
iHeart.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, you got them. And wait a minute. Before Kathy goes, why don't you tell the listeners how to get hold of you?
Sure. So anybody that is listening now or anybody that has access to Facebook, I do have a Facebook page. It's Kathy's, K-A-T-H-I, apostrophe S, reading page. This is my private reading page. When you ask to be invited into the site, just say you heard me on the radio and I'll allow you in. I block it so that outside influencers can't get in and disturb the vibe of the room. I do have a telephone number that people can call for readings. It's 716-308-8165. I do not need to be in front of you to do the reading. I can do the reading through WhatsApp, Facebook Messenger, FaceTime. I don't need people in front of me. I just need their energy. Saturday, February 25th, I'm actually having an open house at my own home where I'm inviting people to come to my home and see all my little gadgets and gizmos for reading, and then I'll do readings in my home. And I am offering a discounted price for the new reader of $50 and any return client for $40.
Right.
Oh, that's great. That is awesome.
That's pretty cool.
Thank you.
All right, so you did great tonight. So we're getting ready to wrap it up.
Thank you again for asking me. I just love this. Thank you so much.
I know, it is fun. It's totally different from what we usually do.
Yeah.
You know,
the
worldwide stuff, the nonsense, everything going on. This is fun, and, you know, it's a good distraction.
Right.
Not all patriots and warriors have the same religion, and that was always my biggest fight in these groups. I may not be a Christian or Catholic, but I know right from wrong, and I know what is going on is wrong. So I'm on your side. I may not go to your church, but I'm on your side, and I wish more people would see that because so many people get eliminated from the patriot movement because of things like that, and it's kind of disheartening.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, you're absolutely right.
Yeah, well, we know that whole story.
Uh-huh.
Yes, ma'am, and yes, sir. Well, you two have a beautiful evening. Thank you again. And, you know, we'll talk off air when you need the advice for sure.
Yeah.
Okay, Kathy, always a pleasure.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Thank you, everyone.
Bye, Kath. All right.
Bye, hon.
So we're wrapping up our show tonight. I got some feedback there. That's
yeah,
weird.
Right.
All right, so we're wrapping it up tonight. Next week, we have Russ Tanner on. He is a world-renowned geoengineer studier, and we are going to talk about the chemtrails.
And I think he lives out in California, I think, right?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think that's what I saw.
I cannot wait to have this guy on. I mean,
and you know,
some of the stuff that he literally breaks down what they do every night when they spray, what they spray, what time they spray. It's going to be really cool.
Yeah,
it's just going to be a really cool show.
And I'll have to have my buddy Ron call in and listen maybe ask some questions too because
he
knows all this stuff. I'll be seeing him on Saturday.
Yeah, for sure. We definitely want him to call in and take a look. So, anyway, that was fun tonight.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, I think everybody liked it. Interesting stuff. So, anything you want to add with all the rest of the craziness going on?
No, there's enough craziness. Let me look here, see if there's anything else.
That you really, really had a burning desire to share?
Right, let's see here. What else? Oh, yeah, for those of you that don't know, Nikki Haley threw her hat in the ring on the Republican side.
Mm.
She was the first female governor of South Carolina, I believe, and ambassador to the UN under President Trump. And her main thing is that, you know, the old guard has to step aside. She's 51 years old. And
she's young.
And let some of the, you know, the new blood, the next generation, take over leading the country. You know, so that was a, you know, a jab on her old boss and on the current president. Let's see, what else?
Yeah, that'll be interesting. I think that's going to be. Yep. I've already heard the rumors, oh, she'll never make it, she'll never make it. They have voter fraud, blah, blah, blah. And you know, that's partially true. So we'll see what happens. And
yep.
Considering that I thought that he was going to run again.
Yeah.
But maybe he's not. I don't know.
You know, and there's a few others that, you know, there are rumored, like DeSantis and...
oh, yeah. Well, I would be extremely happy if he ran. The people of Florida would not, but I would be.
Yeah, I know you would be. You're madly in love with him.
Well, not in that kind of way. I just like his I like his stance, and I like his politics.
You know, what I've said about DeSantis for years is he's Trump's policies without Trump's mouth.
But he's even better, though. He's even better because he has spoken out about the dangers of this vaccine, you know, where Trump was Operation Warp Speed, hurry up, get it in you. So I'm still not sold on the whole Operation Warp Speed thing.
Right.
So I don't know. Anyway, we're signing out. I think we covered it all.
Yep.
All right. So D&D, Delivering the Truth in New York State and Beyond. Check out our Facebook page. I'll give it a like. Follow us. We'd like to get it bigger. It's actually doing really well. Our ratings are really good, but I'd like to see our Facebook bigger.
Yep.
So if you're listening, go on. Give us a like. And we will see everybody next week. Do not miss this show next week if you want to learn about the geoengineering. This is going to be, I can't wait personally for this one. All right.
Have a good weekend, everybody.
Yep. Have a good weekend, and don't drink the water.
Yeah.
Bye.